Welcome to Mission Minded, the podcast where we explore outside-the-box thinking in carrying out Christ's Great Commission. On today's episode, we are joined by Bob Smithauser, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey radio program. Our sponsor for today's podcast is Dignity Roasters Coffee, locally roasted and packaged by the distressed to fuel each day. Dignity Roasters was born through a passion to partner with the distressed and the desire of bringing the universally loved beverage of coffee to your hands. To order your own coffee or to learn more about Dignity Roasters, visit their website at dignityroasters.com. Now here's your host, Jim Tingler.
Hi, and welcome back to the Mission Minded Podcast. I'm Jim Tingler. I'll be your host today. And through the internet, we have Bob Smithauser. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
Oh, it is my pleasure. We've been so busy with the iTech adventure that we've been working on for Adventures in Odyssey. I know we're going to talk about that.
Absolutely.
But, boy, it just jazzed me all the more for what you folks are doing. So glad to be talking with you today.
So, Bob, how long have you been with Adventures in Odyssey?
That's a really good question, and you could get several different answers. Actually, maybe I should start by saying I've been with Focus on the Family for just under 30 years. Started working with them in 1991, but I've been full-time with Odyssey with the Adventure Club for about the last 7 years. And then before that, even though I was in a different position, I was doing some work with Odyssey, kind of extracurricular, which was a lot of fun. That's how I made some of my connections there, and I guess why they wanted me to come along and lead the club when that streaming service came along in 2014.
That's great. And what is your role with Adventures in Odyssey?
Right now, I am the producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. For people who aren't familiar with Adventures in Odyssey, the show has been around since 1987. So we're celebrating this month, actually, 33 years. And we are pleased to be reaching out to families, primarily kids 8 to 12, is the audio drama. That is the core. Of course, there are a lot of other ancillary products that we've put out to, but that is the core. Now, we've got, it's interesting, Jim, when you've got a show that's been around for 33 years, we now have people who were raised on Adventures in Odyssey themselves raising their own 8 to 12-year-olds on Adventures in Odyssey, which is kind of a surreal experience. You know, when we get out and we start talking to fans and we realize that these folks have been with us for a long, long time. We've been around for quite a while, and the show is based in the small town of Odyssey, the fictional town, where John Avery Whitaker is kind of our centerpiece. He is an elderly fellow who runs Wits End and is an inventor and creates these amazing inventions that help kids to have these imaginative adventures. Sometimes they will appear like time travel, or they get to go back into history, be able to even have eyewitness experiences with the Bible. And then there are other types of adventures that we're outside the box. We've done over 900 Adventures in Odyssey episodes. Yeah, these are about 25 to 30 minute episodes. And it's been a thrill. It's been a great ride.
That's great. Yeah, I have two young children. We're a little bit on the younger side. I can see a lot more of the adventures being played. We've played a few. We like to joke that we have our adventures in our Odyssey while we're listening to Adventures in Odyssey. We have a Honda Odyssey. So
okay.
I'm sure that's not the first time you've heard the play on the words there, but...
No, it hasn't. But you know what? I have to let you and any of our viewers today know that if you do have kids who are a little bit younger, there was a time back in the early 2000s when we created some animated videos. They play more like Saturday morning cartoons. They don't have quite the same rich backstory and history that the audio drama does, the wealth of characters. But they're a great introduction, I think, for younger kids who may not be quite ready for the theater of the mind, but are a little bit more visually oriented. I think there's 17 or 18 of those, and they are available in the club right now as well.
So describe this club.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. As you know, technology has changed a lot in the last 30 plus years. When we got started, it was the radio, and we would have our programs available on cassette tape. And that's how people would listen to us. They'd pop it in. I remember my kids did that. It was even before CDs. And the funny thing was that they'd have a favorite show. And, of course, it would play on one side of the tape. And rather than listening to the other side of the tape, sometimes they would just kind of rewind that thing. You know, it was before you had as much control over your entertainment experience. Well, then of course we got CDs and it became a little bit easier, and then downloadable MP3s. And it got to the point where everybody wanted to be able to stream things on demand. And we thought that's exactly what we want them to be able to do. In fact, if we could put our entire library of 900 shows out there, along with some other cool stuff, what if we were able to have a membership experience, a community that operated at a number of different levels that the show itself couldn't? Because if you know our show, the end of the program, we hear our host, Chris, who has been in every Odyssey adventure since the beginning. That's a hosting gig I'd like to have. That's job security. She's wonderful. Chris is terrific. She comes on and she kind of ties a bow on the episode for people. So regardless of whether the episode is about faith or courage or honesty, she will kind of bring in a scripture verse maybe to help drive it home. But then that's about it. That's about as deep as we can go in that episode. You just don't have the time for more. The beautiful thing about the club is that in addition to the audio drama and Chris, we also have a video documentary that will accompany each exclusive club video and club audio drama. We've got activities like puzzles, and sometimes we'll do a science experiment or we'll have a recipe. But we've got family discussion questions for moms and dads to be able to engage at a deeper level. And just so many different things that are an opportunity to bring them into a deeper relationship, not only with God, not only with the program itself and Odyssey, but also with each other. We have message boards so that our fans can talk to each other. We have fans around the world. We've got folks in over 90 countries and territories. Wow. Represented out there. A lot of them, missionary families, which we'll probably talk about at some point. But yeah, because of the global presence that we have and the fact that they just love the show and they love to communicate with each other, we have these pre-moderated message boards that give them a very safe place to do that.
That's great. And how would somebody find this club on the internet?
Yeah, it's aioclub.org. Make sure you get the I in there or you can end up in some bad places. That was something that we have to be very careful about at aioclub.org. We actually have a 2-week free trial that if folks want to hear, just explore the club. They'll have full access to the club, including as of December 1st, the iTech episode that we worked on together. They'll be able to see that. So that's the place to go. And then once they get in there, they will find we are in our 7th season right now. So when I talk about exclusive adventures, there are, in addition to the ones that will end up in on CD packs and on the radio, we have a monthly adventure that is exclusively for the members who are supporting us with that monthly gift. So those are the ones that get deep. I mean, you know, we have daily devotions on the club. It's really great. Before we go any further, let me just say one thing about the message boards. We've had great stories. I'd like to share one with you. Just in terms of the way that these fans communicate, we had, I think it was 2018, Anchorage, Alaska experienced a 7.0 earthquake. You may recall that. And that night, one of our members who lives in Anchorage was online with other club members and communicating through all of that. Whether it was the aftershocks or just the anxiety of it all, she was gaining encouragement. They were praying together through the message boards. I mean, that's the very best of what we can accomplish by having this type of a presence. You know, couldn't have done that before. You can't do that over the radio, but having opportunities for the kids to talk to each other that way, again, in a safe environment where people all around them just love the Lord and love Odyssey. It's a great thing to see.
That's great. You know, one of the things you explained many wonderful attributes of this club, but I'm curious, how would you summarize the mission of your Adventures in Odyssey club? I'm sure there's probably different levels of what is our mission here, what is focus on the family, Adventures
sure.
in Odyssey in general. But I'm curious, how would you describe that?
Well, we as Adventures in Odyssey, and it sort of stems from the Adventures in Odyssey mission. I mean, we're all about entertaining kids, introducing them to Christ, and then for those who know Christ, discipling them as much as we can through the characters and situations that we develop. Stories are powerful. And this is one of the reasons that we have teamed up with iTech to tell a story, tell one of the God stories that you have through the audio drama, and that medium, which is making a comeback, I might add, of late. It seemed like for a while we were the only game in town, and there are others out there in Christendom that are using audio drama to spark the imagination and to communicate biblical truth. That's really what Odyssey was all about from the beginning. And as I mentioned with the club, we wanted to take that a step further. The question is, what can we do through this platform that we couldn't do before? How can we get deeper with kids? So, for instance, homeschoolers love the club. I've got a lot of homeschoolers in there because a lot of the activities and the puzzles and things like that, they might be word-based puzzles, math-based puzzles, spatial reasoning, different kinds of ways that they can learn as they engage with the content. And that's a lot of fun for me because I get to create all that stuff. That's in addition to managing the club, I'm one of the primary creators of content to go with these audio dramas that the team puts together. They're so brilliant. So that's kind of the goal. I mean, we have a gallery each month where we display member artwork. So again, it's a chance for them to really to get out there and connect with other fans.
That's great. So how do you go about choosing stories? I mean, I love how you mentioned you're telling God's stories out there. And you mentioned several times that the iTech pod or the iTech story is one that's going to be told here coming up pretty quick, which is what sparked this podcast opportunity.
Yeah.
But how do you go about choosing a story?
Well, that's a good question. We have, of course, we do about 24 shows a year all told. Half of those are club stories. The other half of them would be available on the radio or in retail as well. And many of those stories are parts of the ongoing arcs of characters, and they're developed by the writers. And the writers will sit down once a year, have a big brainstorming meeting about directions we'd like to go, and then it's up to us to figure out within that several club alliances, so what we call them story partners, such as yourself, that we want to work with to tell either fictional stories or in some cases true stories. There have been stories that we've gotten from ministries that have been so powerful and lent themselves to the audio drama format that that we've kind of had that delivered to us. But I think in part what you may be asking, if I'm not mistaken, is how do we choose who we work with? Is that kind of?
Well, yeah, both. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So variety of story characters. We have a lot of different characters in Odyssey. We have several core characters who've been with us for a long time. And sometimes it's a lot of work to try and service all of those characters and keep their stories going without it feeling like, excuse me, that there's been a long layoff between when we've heard from people. So that's part of how we develop the stories. We want to make sure that we're doing right by the characters that the kids love so much. And then also sort of tying up some families. You know, we've got over 33 years, you can imagine, we've had actors come and go. Consequently, we've had characters come and go. We've had families that have kind of been in and out of Odyssey. The beautiful thing is that the Imagination Station invention and Mr. Whitaker and Wit's End and Connie and Eugene and Woot and some of those core characters are the thread that takes us through. But within that, there's opportunity for some families to go away after their stories have mainly been told and then for others to be introduced. We just introduced a family within the last couple of years that's a military family. It's the first time we've ever done that. And so we're exploring things that over 33 years we've not had a chance yet to really do justice to over time. And we're learning a lot. You know, that's the thing about the writers is we have our own experiences. We have our own stories that we bring to it. But to some degree, we want to make sure that the stories we tell are stories that we can tell well and that we do right by the different folks out there who expect to be represented and see themselves. We did a story many years ago. This would have been back in the early 90s on homeschooling. It's not available for very good reason because it's not one we're particularly proud of. there are only a handful of episodes that have been sort of retired, but that's one of them because we just didn't understand the homeschool world and have learned so much about it since then. And we still get people asking us, hey, can you get homeschool kids on Adventures on characters on Adventures in Odyssey? We'd love to do that. And there may come a day when we feel comfortable venturing into that territory. The problem is when you have homeschool characters, they are not in some of the social environments where they would have natural contact with the other characters, which is what you need to do in order to be able to have ongoing storylines. Just heard playback the other day on an episode that takes place in school where several characters sort of wind up in detention through no fault of their own. There's some mystery going on, and they all end up in detention at the same time, and one thing leads to another, and they've got to solve this mystery. Well, the poor homeschooled kids would have, you know, no opportunity to be part of a show like that. And so what we're hoping to do at some point is figure out a way to integrate homeschoolers in the storylines that we've got going on in a way that does right by them. I say that a lot, but that's really what it comes down to. We want to make sure that when we do it, that they're not going to feel marginalized. Haven't figured out quite how to do that yet, but we're hopeful. I'm exceptionally hopeful because I get a lot of comments in the club.
I bet. From
kids who say, hey, I'm a homeschool kid. I really want to hear another homeschool kid on there. And we want to do that, but we want to do it the right way.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm sure there's, you know, in this season of coronavirus and more kids doing, you know, distance learning and working at home, you might have more of those coming in. So I think it's a great opportunity for somebody to come across the Adventures in Odyssey Club. And I'm sure you'll get more feedback from that.
Yeah, we did. You know, in March, we made the club available. We had a limited time offer where it was a 28-day free trial and had over 100,000 families took advantage of that over the course of the summer. So we were very, very pleased that in spite of the challenges that our culture is facing, that we were able to step in. We actually worked overtime to create extra content to try and be relevant to the circumstances. And I think the Lord really honored that. But yeah, that's part of our ministry story. Your ministry story, which is one of the reasons that we're talking today, is really compelling, and we're excited. When we do alliance stories, and we do several a year, we have to pick partners and decide, A, are these folks that we have a kindred spirit with? From a ministry perspective, are we kind of coming off the same page? Even if we're doing very, very different things, do we still have that same evangelistic core to what we're all about? And you guys certainly do. We've worked with a lot of different ministries, probably about 24 at this point, I think. Some of them are very popular and well-known, and everyone from Compassion International, Awana, World Vision, Angel Tree, Voice of the Martyrs. We just had a show with them. Wycliffe Bible Translators, Mission Aviation Fellowship, which I know you're familiar with. Yeah. So there are those that I mentioned, Operation Christmas Child. Operation Christmas Child is coming up right now this season. So those are folks that we think, wow, let's figure out a way to get our characters engaged with what God is doing through those ministries. And in terms of telling their stories, our goal is to help kids walk away with a broader understanding of not only what God is doing around the world, because some cases, you know, literally is around the world, but it's also the idea of what can I do? What, you know, what the skills that God has given me, what opportunities are out there? I think sometimes when we talk about missions, for example, kids might have a very narrow view of what missions is all about. But we did a show, one of our first episodes in the club, actually, the two-parter, with an organization called Christian Veterinary Mission. And Dr. Val Lamillo is a veterinary, she's a doctor who has brokered peace between tribes as a result of her ability to keep their animals healthy. I mean, it's an amazing story, and we were able to tell that story. So we got feedback from kids, Jim, that were saying, I didn't know I could be a vet and be a missionary.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is God can use all kinds of skill sets, can't they?
Absolutely. And that goes into the story that focused on iTech. So can you maybe share a little bit about that story?
Yeah. When we had an interview on our podcast with Steve Saint a couple of years ago. And it helped me to kind of get iTech on my radar a little bit more. And just the scope of what you do. which gave us all kinds of opportunities. I mean, we went to the writers and we said, we're going to work with iTech, and this is what they're all about. And we started talking about the dentistry and medical and mechanical and transportation and farming, and then the idea of film and teaching them how to communicate through story, which is the one we settled on. But we had so many opportunities. There were, we could have done a whole series on different branches of what iTech's all about. But I think that was the one that Marshall Younger, who's the writer and director of this episode, really latched onto, and he thought, let's do this and let's have a lot of fun with it. So we have a couple of our characters joining Mr. Whitaker and an iTech team going to Honduras. So we're going to be able to teach the kids a little bit about Honduras along the way as well. But one of our most popular characters is Jay Smouse. Jay is not a believer, but Jay is, he's kind of an impish guy. He's a lovable scoundrel, a young man who also has a crush on this girl named Zoe. And Zoe is a believer, and Zoe is committed to this mission trip. And because it gives him an opportunity to maybe hang out with Zoe, Jay decides he's going to come along as well. And, of course, Mr. Whitaker, he's always about trying to help the kids get out of their comfort zones and maybe learn a little bit more about themselves and about God than they might have otherwise thought they wanted to. And so it's part of Mr. Whitaker's plan to see whether Jay can grow as a result of this experience too. So there's a lot of fun involved. Of course, the two of them go down there thinking that they're going to be teamed up to work with teenagers and show them how to tell God stories on tablets. And things don't go quite the way that they were planned. And I'll leave it at that because I don't want to spoil it for kids who are, and for adults for that matter too, who might want to check it out.
Yeah. I think it really relates to kids as well because, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we're training in a lot of different areas, dentistry, medical, but, you know, film is something that I think has become more available. The power that people have now through a smartphone to be able to share stories is huge. And I think kids are becoming more and more aware of it. The ability for them to take and use those tools at the disposal to further those stories is definitely out there, and that's part of the work that iTech is doing. As you mentioned, we're doing these trainings, short-term trips. We go out, we train indigenous Christ followers how to tell stories. So, I mean, anybody could push record. There's an art to telling a story. And I think kids can resonate with that because that's not, hey, after I go through dental school or after I go through medical school, it's not that far on the horizon. Because in this day and age, a lot of them already think that they've arrived in that world. And a lot of them are very talented, getting younger and younger, just having access to those things. So it's a fun episode. It was fun to be a part of kind of the idea, the script, and then actually, you know, reading through that and then hearing a finished product. So I think it turned out great.
Thank you. Yeah, the team did a wonderful job, and we appreciate your input as well. We wouldn't have, I don't think, nailed it quite as strongly as we did had it not been for the fact that we had a little back and forth. There was one thing we needed to do, and I was joking with Jamie a little bit about this when he was on our podcast, because obviously when you send groups down, the idea is to record stories in the native tongue of the people that you're working with.
Right.
Which, in the case of Honduras, would have been Spanish.
Right.
But for the people who are listening on our end to be able to understand those stories.
Right.
There's always to be able to do them in English.
There's always a little bit of that creative freedom to tell the story.
Right, right. But yeah, there were some wonderful notes that we got back to from you at the script stage that informed where we were going with it and really helped, I think, energize it. And one of the other things you'd mentioned about the storytelling function of iFilm and your the commitment that you have to that. I think one of the things we'd like to communicate through this episode is also the value of every story. You know, one of the challenges that I think sometimes we feel as Christians, and I don't want to just say kids because adults too, is that maybe our testimony doesn't have the pizzazz and doesn't, you know, that what can God do through me? And the fact of the matter is, each of us has a story to tell, and, right. And if God is writing it and directing it, then there's power there. And it's just a question of who he brings into our path, who's going to be hearing and exposed to our story, and how it's going to minister to them in ways we never realized. So that's part of my hope for the fans that listen to it, is that they will have greater confidence that the story that God is working in their own lives is something that's got great value.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's, again, you're sharing stories. That's the whole core of Adventures in Odyssey and going back and discipling the next generation.
Yeah. Yep.
So the Mission Minded Podcast, our goal is to sit down and talk to people who are living out their faith and trying to figure out, okay, what does it look like to be a part of the Great Commission in my own personal life? And so there's a lot of different ways that God is using that. There's a lot of different stories. And I think, just as you mentioned, those testimonies, sometimes we can look at those people that are maybe on the front lines and say, well, that's not me. That's not the story God has for my life. I don't really play a frontline role. But how might you encourage somebody who, you know, is in their own place right now to live out and fully just sell out for God's mission for their life?
Now, are you thinking specifically people who are on the mission field or people who are trying to figure out what God wants to do with them?
The latter part. Figure out what does God want me to do with, you know, this command, the Great Commission? What role does He have in my life?
You know, I can only speak from my own experience, but I can tell you, Jim, that if you had told me when I was in college that I was going to be doing the things that I've done for the last 30 years with Focus on the Family, I would not have even known those things existed, let alone believed you. So to some degree, I think it's a matter of having the confidence to know that when God calls us, when we give ourselves over to Him and His plan, even when we don't know what that's going to be, and believe me, there's no more uncertain time right now than right now with pandemics and just technology and so on that is advancing faster than we can keep up with it at times. My own kids, I have one that just graduated from nursing school and has her license, and I said, boy, nursing is a field that you can at least feel confident there's going to be a need for it. At least we think so. For ongoing. My son is getting ready to, he's 19, and he's getting ready to launch into some sort of career field. And we've had a lot of conversations trying to figure out, okay, what does God want me to do? And what is going to continue to be there for me? Well, you know, how do I plan? You know, he looks at my career at one organization for 30 years, and I said, buddy, I don't think it's going to be that way. That's just not the model anymore. It's so unusual. So part of it is being flexible and knowing that God is going to have U-turns involved. Even though I've been in Focus a long time, most people don't realize this. There was about an 8-month period during the recession when my position that I had been in was eliminated, and I was brought back to work in the club. But for a stretch, I didn't know exactly what was going to happen next or where I was going to be. And that was a time when I think the Lord just had to keep reminding me, look, this is not a tragedy. It is a transition. As much as I loved what I was doing before and the people I was working with, He had something else. I didn't know what it was. It has been wonderful. It's been a blessing. And so it doesn't have to always be a Focus on the Family. It could be a lot of different things for a lot of different people. But you know, once we give ourselves over to God's plan, I can just speak from experience that He is faithful. And He knows the desires of our hearts. And this is the other thing, especially as working with my kids. They may not know what they want to do, but if they are focused on who they want to be, that's the most important thing. Jobs will come and go. But the question is, who am I? How am I growing in my relationship with Christ? And then how can God turn around and use that to reach out to others? But I think that is what I would try to say to encourage people. If you don't have a real clearly defined plan, and your plan is simply to be available to God, that's all you really need, and He'll take care of the rest.
Yeah, that's great. And being on mission as a nurse, as fill in the blank, until, you know, we're all called to be on mission. Sometimes God changes our address and sends us to another location, but we're all called to be on mission. And we appreciate the fact that you're trying to give tools to families to be on mission, using, you know, these stories to be able to disciple that next generation, I think is a huge part of that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And you talk about changing addresses. We've had a lot of people, members of the club, in a lot of different places. And just for those who may be tuning in who are missionaries themselves, they are far from home. And that can be a lonely time, a lonely experience too, especially when you're raising kids who feel disconnected maybe from the world that they knew. So I would just like to say to missionary families that we have had a lot of folks in the club who are missionary families and who we've actually spoken to. We've done two podcasts back in February. If they go into our archive, they can check them out, where we kind of bounced around the globe a bit and we talked to people in Italy and Nepal and various places and learned a little bit about what they're experiencing. That might be an opportunity for them to, again, feel a connection, realize that a lot of the same challenges exist in various places, feel a little less alone. But again, you know, God finishes what he begins, and he has you there for a reason. It's not just to use your family to reach others, but it's also to grow your family. We've had a number of shows over the years that have focused on missionary experiences from various perspectives in Adventures in Odyssey. And I think one of my favorites is called The Good Soil. It's a club show, and it's based on the true story of a medical missionary named Dr. William Leslie. Have you heard of Dr. Mm-hmm. Leslie? Yeah. I did not know until we started working on this show who he was or what his story was, but it's sort of a bittersweet story in the sense that for folks who don't know who he is, Dr. Leslie was a medical missionary in the Congo in the early 20th century and was there for, I think it was about 18 years or so. And although he was doing a lot of medical work and he was helping them, you know, overcome diseases and heal cuts and bruises and things like that, he wasn't seeing the kind of traction for kingdom, work, spiritual development in the people that he was working. This is deep in the recesses of the jungle. This is not areas that many people had been. And he was actually called off the field and had never seen what happened after he passed away. He knows now because he's with the Lord and he knows. But 80 years after he was in the Congo, a group had gone into this area, this very remote area, and found a developed community, a culture there that was largely based in Christian teaching that could be traced back to William Leslie. And he never knew it. And I thought, wow, what a powerful reminder that God is at work even when he chooses not to let us in on what he's up to.
Right.
And so I would just say to missionary families, you know, we may or may not get to see the results of our efforts.
Right.
I'm spoiled. We get letters all the time at Adventures in Odyssey about what the show means to people. That's so good. But I realize that is the exception. That is not the rule. And there are a lot of people out there who are struggling and they're facing challenges that I can't even begin to understand. But God knows. And he wants to continue to grow them and bless them. And someday they will have the privilege of seeing what it is that they were up to all that time.
That's great. Well, Bob, I greatly appreciate the time you took to just share a little bit about the club. And again, it's AIOclub.org, right?
You got it. That's exactly right.
Awesome. Well, I hope.
And that 2-week free trial, and it's going to sound like a plug, and I just want to make sure people know there's no credit card required. There's no obligation. Just go on in there and you can sign up for it. And we would love to. I'm not sure when this podcast is going to be released, but December 1st is when the iTech show, it's called Teach a Man, off the old adage, teach a man to fish and he will fish for a lifetime. Right.
Right.
I think that was your idea, wasn't it? I think Jamie and the team came up with that.
I think it was. Yeah. I'm not sure. I know Jamie and your team, they worked a lot together. There's a lot of collaboration. So I'm just excited that we can even have our name associated with an Adventures in Odyssey. I mean, that's the next level. So thank
you
guys.
Well, that's kind of you to say. The beautiful thing about the club is that these don't have any kind of a shelf life. They will continue to be there for as long as the club is around. It's unlike a magazine, which I worked on a magazine at Focus on the Family for 16 years. I was a magazine editor. And I always felt a little sad because when the month came and went, you know, eventually that hard product was gone.
Right.
And the beautiful thing about the club is that the iTech will always be represented in the club, and we're very proud to have you there.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, and thank you for the work that you're doing.
Thanks, Jim. It's been a pleasure being with you.
Thanks, Bob. And thank you for joining us on this episode of the Mission Minded Podcast.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Mission Minded. For more information on today's topic and show notes, please visit our website, itechusa.org. Mission Minded Podcast is produced by iTech. The goal of this podcast is to inspire conversations about Great Commission participation. The views, organizations, and individuals represented, interviewed, and discussed on the podcast do not necessarily represent an official position or formal partnerships with iTech.